gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
We're talking about fresh start February. Good morning to you, Claire.
Morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm right, thank you very much. Right, now, fresh start February. Well, fresh start, that says to me it's cold.
Well, it is a bit cold, but do you know what I was thinking? I don't know about you, but for a lot of people, January just goes on forever, doesn't it? It just really drags on. And I thought, we've now turned that corner. We're now into February. On the 1st of February, it's something called Imbolc, which is an old pagan festival celebrating the start of spring. And it might not feel like spring yet.
No, it doesn't.
It's still cold, as you say. But I thought, well, let's make February the time we have a fresh start in our gardens and start to think about the year ahead. Not rush out there manically. You know, everything has to be done sustainably, including our own energy levels. But I just thought maybe fresh start February had a bit of a ring about it.
Yeah, clear up all them leaves that the storms have blown all over the place, really, isn't it?
What? You're reading my notes again. You're reading my notes. How dare you?
That's because you've got it in large type, you see. I can see it across. You know, that's what it is.
Indeed, yeah. So anyway, so here's a few things for you to think about doing. And as I say, it's about a fresh start in February, but it's not about doing things too much, because if you get burnt out, if you try and do too much right at the start of the season, by May you'll be exhausted. So here's some suggestions of things if you feel like going outside doing it. So tip number one, as you've already said, is have a bit of a tidy and clear up. You might have had lots of leaves or bits and things falling down onto your lawn because of all these storms we've been having.
The odd gazebo from next door, or a trampoline from the kid down the road.
It's always the trampolines, isn't it? Although I was driving the other day and a warning sign, one of those triangular warning signs, literally scooted across the road in front of me. It was being blown over by the wind. So yeah, just have a go around your garden and just see if there's bits that you can tidy up, including if you are so lucky as to have something like a greenhouse or a potting shed. It's worth washing down your windows. It's not going to be the most exciting thing, but your future self will really be glad that you've given everything a bit of a tidy and a perk up, a bit like spring cleaning, but a bit on the early side. So that's tip one, have a bit of a tidy and a clear up. Tip two, the temperatures are starting to rise, and before we know it, all those plants which are currently dormant will start to grow again. So this is the time now to prune your apples trees, your pear trees, your roses, and other things like gooseberries and blueberries. There's a lot of detail about how to prune things, and there's literally, my bookshelf at home is groaning with all the expert ways of doing these things. But the basic rules are remove anything which is dead, diseased or dying first of all, and then prune things back to a good framework, to an outer facing bud. That's a little bit you will see on the dead looking sticks, which looks like it might become a bud. If you take back things to those levels, then you really can't go far wrong. So that's anything like apples, roses, those type of things. That's a good time just to get rid of all those old bits and pieces, those old leaves you might still have lying on your roses. Tidy those all up, ready for the growing season ahead. If you are very lucky to have something called a wisteria, that is also the time now to prune back to two or three buds. And the reason we do that is because wisteria puts out lots and lots of lovely green growth, which is pretty. But what people want from their wisteria, lots and lots of flowers. And the way to do that is to trick the plant a bit. And if we trick it by thinking, oh, I've got no more growth, I'm really struggling, I'm almost under attack, guess what? They put out flowers, and that's what we want. So that's another thing you can prune back to a couple of buds.
Clever plants, aren't they?
Honestly, the more I learn about plants and their hormones and everything, it's just next level.
You learn something new every week about plants.
I do. Yeah. Have we got time for me to tell you a new interesting fact about one plant?
Yo, go on. Yeah, absolutely.
Go on then. You'll hate me for this, but we'll miss a tip off if needs be.
Go on then.
There's a plant called Ginkgo biloba, which is a very beautiful tree, and it has leaves which have two big lobes, so called biloba. And we have female versions of that tree and male versions. And the fruits of the female are really, really stinky, like rotten flesh, really horrible rotten flesh. But do you know the reason why scientists think that they've developed this smell?
Go on.
They think it was because they wanted to attract predators which fed on old rotting flesh. So this tree developed this mechanism, we think, before the time of the dinosaurs, because it was being eaten by the dinosaurs. So that is how ancient and how clever plants are in how they adapt to their environment, that they've adapted that particular smell to attract hungry dinos out there ravaging around Basingstoke, looking for dead flesh. That bonkers.
You've been out around town on a Friday night,
I know, honestly. Right,
have
let's get back on it, otherwise you'll tell me off for running over
Yeah, go
time.
on, Ed. Go on.
Secondly, it's still a lovely time of the year when there's lots of snowdrops out there. Snowdrops are really cool. I won't bore you with why they're so cool, but trust me, they are. And if you have clumps of snowdrops, now is a great time to lift and divide them. That means nothing more than digging them up, merging them into smaller groups, and then replanting them. They will grow and colonize in the areas. It's one of these plants, we say it's better to do this now while you can see them rather than the little bulbs. The little bulbs don't do very well. So buying snowdrops in the green, as we call them, growing with the little green shoots and the beautiful white pendulous bulbs, flowers, is now is the time to buy them and to lift and divide them. So if you have snowdrops, or if you want to increase your collection of snowdrops, now is the time to do that. Please don't dig them up from the wild, though they are a protected species, so go to a good supplier for those. What is next on the list? If you are into your fruit and veg, the days are still cold, as you've said, which makes things like rhubarb really happy. Rhubarb loves us when it's cold and frosty. Did you know that? Gets
Obviously,
super
they don't
happy.
like it when they're in crumble, then, because that's quite warm, isn't it? Crumble,
Well,
rhubarb
I
crumble.
know. Do you like a rhubarb crumble?
I could be a bit partial to a rhubarb
Bit
crumble.
partial, yeah. It's just an excuse to eat more custard and more crumble, I find,
Yeah,
but
the crumble
it's a great
topping's
thing.
the best, isn't it?
It's the crumble topping.
Oh.
Anyway, if you are so fortunate as to have rhubarb in your garden, if you want it really pink and sweet, plop a bucket over your patch of rhubarb, and what that does is it makes the rhubarb grow really quickly and very tender and very pink, and that means it's even more sugary and sweet and delicious in your crumbles. It's not a good idea to do it every year because this basically takes a lot of energy out of the rhubarb crown, but once in a while it's a lovely way of really turbocharging that. And you know my rules on fruit and veg. Grow it if you like it, and it's expensive in the
Yeah, that's right.
shops.
Did you say a bucket?
Yeah. You know, one of
Like
those
just a
B&Q
normal
orange
bucket?
buckets? Absolutely. You don't need anything fancy. You can get these beautiful terracotta rhubarb forcers, they're called. This technique is called forcing. But
All right.
literally, what you're doing is trying to exclude the light. And by
Oh, okay.
excluding the
Yeah.
light, you're forcing the rhubarb to think, oh my goodness, I'm still in the darkness. I must grow faster and faster. So it's a kind of a, it's a special way of getting them
Wow.
to grow really tall and pink and juicy.
They're not that
So
clever
that's,
then, are they?
well, they are, but we're clever to work out what we want them to do. You know, that's the amazing thing. We're learning from the plants, and then we change what it is that we do around them for our
Right,
own
yeah.
enjoyment, food, benefit. It's incredible. And then my final tip is, if you want to get sewing, there are some things you can sew now. I know lots of people are desperate by this time of year to plant something, to see something germinate, to see something grow, and to have that real sense of increased well-being, which comes by tending and looking after something.
Yeah.
Lots of things. Don't panic. If this is not your jam, don't panic. There are months and months and months to come in which you can sow and grow things. But if you do want to start to grow something now, you can start to sow your tomatoes and your peppers. They do need warmth, they do need light, so you'll need to start them off probably indoors or under a little heated mat. You can also start off sweet peas if you like ornamentals. They need a bit of heat to start off with, but after that you can plop them straight outside. They don't need much in the way of love and nourishment and kind of fussiness. So your tomatoes and peppers and your chilies you can start now, and then your sweet peas and any other hardy annuals you can also crack on with. But Don't panic, as I said. The year is young. This is just about making a start in February. It's not about completing everything. So even if you just manage to tidy up one bucket of leaves or have one thing about, pruning back those roses, that is more than enough at this time of year. We need to pace our energy and pace how much we spend our time and energy in the gardens, I think. And don't forget to enjoy it. If you have a lovely sunny day and you can see some snowdrops or spy that first daffodil, enjoy it. Have a cup of tea and spend some time outside.
There's some good information here. And after you've finished your bucket of leaves, you can put your bucket over the top of your rhubarb, can't you? Of
You're paying attention as ever.
course I am. Always. Always. I always pay
Wonderful.
attention, Claire. Right. Okay. So there's some good advice there. And of course, that'll be up on the website right after the show. Oh, we've got a new website as well. It's all
Well, that's very
new,
exciting.
shiny. And now, if people want to download this episode or they want to download some of the previous ones, on the homepage, you'll see a little garden editor logo. You can click on that and it will download it for you free of charge. Look at that. All
Oh, that's
good.
amazing. And can I just say a huge thank you to all the people behind the scenes who work on that type of things, because we shouldn't underestimate as listeners how much work goes into running a
Absolutely.
community radio station.
Absolutely.
So a big fat shout out to everyone who's made that happen. I can't wait to see the new website. I think it
Good.
sounds
It's all nice and
tremendous.
new and shiny. It's lovely.
Oh, lovely. Don't break it now.
No, oh, well, I won't. It's no, definitely not. Right, okay. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. What's your song for today then?
Well, I thought if we needed something with a bit of get up and go, it's
Right then.
February, it's a fresh start. So I thought, what about The Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine?
Perfect. We'll get on for you, Claire. Thank you very much, and I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Speak to you soon then, Dave. Bye-bye,
See you then.
everyone.
Bye.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.